So resonant was the symbol, according to Virginia M. Fields, curator of pre-Columbian art at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, that in later Maya hieroglyphics, it became the semantic equivalent of the highest royal title, Ahau. In the Maya creation story, the famous Popol Vuh, humans were literally created from maize. Maize and the milpa slowly radiated throughout the Americas, stopping their advance only where the climate grew too cold or dry. By the time of the Pilgrims, fields of mixed maize, beans, and squash lined the New England coast and in many places extended for miles into the interior. To the south, maize reached to Peru and Chile. Maize was a high-status food there, even though Andean cultures had developed their own agricultural system, with potatoes occupying the central role. Amazonia seems to have been an exception. Most but not all researchers believe maize there was eclipsed by manioc. Maize had an equivalent impact on much of the rest of the world after Columbus introduced it to Europe. Central Europeans became especially hooked on it. By the 19th century, maize was the daily bread of Serbia, Romania, and Moldavia. So dependent did northern Italy and southwestern France become on polenta, a type of cornmeal mush, that pellagra, the disease caused by maize's lack of niacin, became widespread. "I know little, if anything, pleasing to say about the people," wrote Goethe, who visited northern Italy in 1786. The women's features indicated misery, and the children were just as pitiful to behold. The men are little better. The cause of this sickly condition is found in the continued use of Turkish and heath corn. Even greater was the impact in Africa, where maize was transforming agriculture by the end of the 16th century. The probability is that the population of Africa was greatly increased because of maize and other American Indian crops, Alfred Crosby told me. Those extra people helped make the slave trade possible. Other American Indian crops included peanuts and manioc, both now African staples. Maize swept into Africa as introduced disease was leveling Indian societies. Faced with a labor shortage, the Europeans turned their eyes to Africa. The continent's quarrelsome societies helped them siphon off millions of people. The maize-fed population boom, Crosby believes, let the awful trade continue without pumping the well dry.